Well, what we're talking about is actually giving them freedom and giving them power instead of just taking things away. All right, welcome back to Smart Money Parenting. How do you deal with a lazy kid? That's what we're going to talk about today. A checked out kid. A kid where you try to do some discipline or take things away and they don't even care. We got a question from one of our audience listeners, Chad. Do you want to say what it was?
Yeah, the question came in and they said, essentially, how do you deal with a kid that just doesn't seem to be motivated, that doesn't care? Like, you could punish them and take away their treats, their video games, their laptop, their iPad, their phone, whatever it is, and they don't even care. They don't care because they're totally just unmotivated and complacent and stagnant, and they could just sit in their bedroom and stare at the wall. And yeah, you can't really affect them with punishment or consequences because they don't care. They're just simply, they seem to be very lazy. Yeah. And some of you are listening to the show. Some of you listen on the drive to school or from school with your kids. This might be an interesting episode to listen to with a kid who otherwise is not really doing much with their life.
And we love this question. And Jeremy asked it. Thanks for asking it, Jeremy from Phoenix. We think about this one because this is a smart money parenting decision if I've ever seen one.
Sure.
Because you're dealing with stuff. You're dealing with money. You're dealing with consequences. And an unmotivated kid and a lazy kid, a checked out kid, can turn into a disastrous adult. An unmotivated victim mindset, lazy adult is one of the toughest we've seen. And so how do you flip this? That's what we're going to talk to you about today. How do we turn this around on its head? It's never too late is the first thing I want to say. If you've got a kid who's checked out and even if you take things away, they're like, forget you. I'm going to lay on the bed and stare at the ceiling. That's a defiance, right?
Right.
So how do we deal with that is the question. And so what we want to talk about today is how do you motivate a kid? I have a couple thoughts on the money side, but Chad, do you want to start?
Yeah, I think... When I'm contemplating this dilemma of my kid's lazy and doesn't want to do anything, my gut says there's more going on. There's something to it. And I want to know, why is my kid like this? Because if my kid is okay just staring at the wall and doing nothing, it feels like that's almost an act of intentional rebellion because they know that that would disappoint me and my wife. I don't know. There's more to it. There's something deeper about a kid being lazy. My gut instinct says maybe they're afraid. Maybe they're scared. Maybe they're insecure. Maybe they're hurt. Maybe something happened to them. I'm not sure. But I don't believe that they're just being lazy by chance. I don't think kids are born lazy. You know, I really believe that you've got to actually investigate what's going on underneath the surface. When you've got a kid that just doesn't want to do anything and doesn't appear to be motivated or interested in anything, maybe you haven't found the thing that gets them going. And you know, if a kid stinks in school and they hate sitting down for 8 hours a day being lectured, I actually don't consider that lazy. I don't either, because I got very good grades. I was one of those straight A students, but I didn't like school. I didn't like sitting there. I felt bored often. I felt like I was wasting a lot of time. Some of the stuff the teachers would do, they'd throw on a video and they'd be sitting there not even paying attention themselves. And I'm like, what are we doing here? So I questioned a lot of the time wasted in school growing up. I don't consider lack of interest in classroom as lazy. I believe that maybe we just haven't found what your kid is really engaged in, really interested in. So maybe there's something to it that you got to try a lot of new different things that they haven't been exposed to and see what lights them up.
And then I think when we light a kid up and we find out what their passions and their sweet spots are, we can throw gasoline on the fire, right? And that's where they can start to learn motivation. And you can teach a lot of skills in the kid's motivation area, right? So let's think about this for a minute, Chad. Like, let's say a kid, like, they love video games, all right? Well, who bought the video game?
Right.
Who bought the controller? Who bought the console? Right. So, you know, and we got questions last week from parents that said the same thing. It's like, my kid loves video games. I feel like that's all they want to do. And they're lazy. And they act like they don't even hear me when I talk to them. Like they're so engaged in the game, or they don't even want to listen to me because they know I'll ask them to do something that's not the game. Well, we have to think about, okay, how do we deal with motives, right? An unmotivated kid needs motives. So one of the things that we love to see in Gravy Stack, our app, is when parents put kids in charge of expenses, right? If a kid is in charge of expenses and they have to earn the money and do gigs around the house and in the community to earn money to do stuff, it's built-in motivation, right? That's one of the most powerful things that a family can do to get their kids out of the lazy column and into the motivated column. So like take the video games, for instance. I think there should be boundaries about when they can do them, how they earn them, right? But why not have your kids earn the money to get the game, to get the controller? If you're okay with video games, have them earn all the money to do that by doing gigs around the house. Now you just motivated them, okay? And I think this is one of the biggest flaws in teaching kids about money. You don't give them expenses, right, Chad? We talk about this in our home economy.
Yep.
You have expectations, expenses, and extra pay as gigs. And that's the way to motivate a kid to start learning how to budget, to plan for themselves, to take responsibility, to learn the price of goods. All these things teach them about money, but they also get them motivated. And a kid won't care about money unless you give them a motivation. And that motivation is expenses. Hey guys, Scott here. Picture this. Imagine a world where your kids never ask you for money or stuff ever again. And they do their chores without complaining. They show gratitude for the things they have. And they even help out around the house without you having to ask them to do it. All with a smile on their face. This sounds really good, but we actually did it. It's called the Gravy Stack app. It's a tool to help your family. If you don't know what it is, it's a banking app where you give kids gigs and they have expenses to cover. It's the only way to teach them to budget. How to earn, how to save, how to spend, how to share, how to invest, all right? It comes with its own debit card, and it teaches them all the life skills needed to master the art of money. My favorite part, it's completely free. So just go to the App Store today, download Gravy Stack, or you can go to the link in the description below, and you can start giving your kids the money skills for life. All right, let's get back to the show. So we can take the game console as an example. That couple hundred dollars, they got to earn the money to do that, right? They got to earn the money to pay for that if they want to enjoy it. And maybe it's taking it away until they earn that money. Maybe they need to earn the controller or the new game or the monthly subscription to whatever they're playing if they have that, right? Now they're going to get motivated because they really found something that they really like to do, either as a hobby or whatnot, and give them the motivation. And the same can be said with most of the things that kids love. You need to give them a motivation to earn that thing, right? That's how you do it. And, you know, when this parent asked us, they're like, even if you take stuff away, they don't care. Well, what we're talking about is actually giving them freedom and giving them power instead of just taking things away.
That actually might have reverse issues where you think you're going to help them, but you're actually disempowering them and they just feel like a victim or they're helpless or they're not really, I'm not motivated because I can't control my situation anyway, rather than, oh no, you're in control of your situation and your privileges are up to you.
That's right.
You can earn a lot of freedoms and privileges, or you can earn consequences, but it's all in your hands. Here's the playbook. Here's the rules. Here's the playbook. Here's the boundaries. It's up to you to create the life you really want. If you want to sit around and do nothing, you're going to have consequences. But if you want to achieve some things, you're going to have freedoms and privileges. So
that's right.
It's setting up the framework to help maybe find out what motivates them, what incentives are important to them,
yep,
and allowing them to have a little bit of control and say in their life, which is going to be really powerful for them as they grow into young adulthood and they learn to make decisions and they learn to use their time wisely and they learn to create opportunities for their freedoms and their responsibilities.
And that's what we really want to teach as parents. We don't want our kids to be negatively reinforced. I'm taking this away. You lost this. You'll never get this. Like, you know, you're grounded. Okay. But that might cause rebellion. That might cause someone to detract from the family instead of be attracted to the family. What we'd rather do is give them power, give them ownership, give them responsibility, give them more freedom and trust by putting them in situations where they can become motivated. So an unmotivated kid needs to be put in systems where they can be motivated to earn the things in their life that they can get, That's what we need to do. Instead of, you know, like you said, putting them on an island and disciplining them by taking things away actually might make them become defiant rather right. than saying, hey, we want you to enjoy these things because they're, you know, maybe they are healthy things, right? Not unhealthy things like drugs and alcohol. But if it's healthy things that they want to do, put them in a situation where they have expenses to cover. Have them earn it, right? By doing gigs around the house, right? That's what our app does. Is it literally sets up the system where they know at all times what they can go do around the home or in the community to go add value and earn money, right? And that's not the free stuff. It's not the expectations that we call it. That's like make your bed, clean your room, dishes, trash, do your homework first. You don't pay for those things, but there's a lot of other things they can do to help add value around your house to earn a few extra bucks. So that's the system that we teach. And that's the best way to help a lazy, unmotivated kid immediately turn the light bulb on and become motivated. So instead of making them go the opposite direction where they're like, forget you, I'm not doing anything. Why not hand them more and more expenses and give them more and more responsibility? Because there's going to become a point where they're like, so if I'm in charge of these seven or eight things, I could do nothing, right, Chad? They could really check right. out and do nothing. But there right. comes a point where they're like, actually, I have the keys. I see a line to the future where I could get what I want, where I get what I can. After I save, after I share, I have that spending account where I can pay for those things that I want to do. And now we're teaching them to be good adults. We're teaching them to be financially responsible adults.
And that's the key part right there, is that they've got to figure out sooner or later that they own their life and it's up to them and no one's going to come save them. No one's going to do it for them. No one's going to help them, you know, carry their weight their entire life. Like, they've got to learn what they like and they've got to learn how to be better. They've got to learn what kind of friends they want to have. They got to learn what they like to do in their free time. What lights them up? What do they dislike? And that's part of that whole self-discovery, as the kids are turning into teenagers and they're just becoming who they are and creating their own identity. All of that really stems from taking accountability and responsibility and realizing, if I'm lazy, my life is not going to be very enjoyable.
Yeah.
If I'm sitting around like this when I'm 10 or 14 or 18, it's not going to get easier when I'm 24 or 34. I've got to create some kind of habits that are going to actually lead to a better lifestyle, because I don't want to be sitting around doing nothing in my bedroom my whole life.
Yeah. Yeah. We wonder, you know, how we got here if a kid is unmotivated. I think, by the way, the title of this episode should be Help! Exclamation point. My kid is lazy. Like, that might be, because the question I usually get when I'm coaching families and parents is, you know, where were you 10 years ago? It's too late. My kid already has these things built in. And you got to ask yourself, how did we get here? Well, a lot of it is parents that pay for most of the things in the kid's life, or everything. They handle everything for them. The kid just gets to coast. The parent thinks that that's their version of love, is to handle everything and pay for everything. Well, we've seen in government and a bunch of other places where when there's no accountability and people just get to show up and exist, and they think that money comes from existing and no, you know, time and putting in some effort rather than results, that's how you get an unmotivated adult, right? And so we got to think about that with our kids. Where are the things in your life that your kids should be paying for? They should be earning. They should be gaining that freedom on their own, instead of you covering everything for them and wondering why they're unmotivated or checked out. Is there any other side to this, Chad, that a kid might be coming from? Like, I think about, like, what if a kid's just like, they look at the world and they're like, I can't do anything. Like, I'm not good enough. I'll never make a dent. Like, and that does cause almost like a giving up, instead of a lazy kid that's like, don't tell me what to do.
It's like hopelessness, a little bit of hopelessness.
This is a deeper level. It's a hopelessness. Sure. And I see this a lot with like mental health issues with teenagers. They look at the world and they're like, I am so nervous and scared about like the world and what the news says and what my parents and their friends talk about. They just check out because of fear and hopelessness. Yeah. That's another level. And I think it's deeper.
So yeah. That might be a whole nother episode, but I would say this, I believe that you can instill this work ethic and these kinds of frameworks of, we work hard in our family, we set goals, we strive for things, we improve. And what really can get rid of that hopelessness is you being willing as a parent to do it together, working alongside and saying, taking your kid by the hand and saying, hey, look, I've been there. I know how you feel. Like, I remember when I was this age and I was struggling with X, Y, Z. Your kids actually want to know that you did have struggles when you were a kid, because they really think mom and dad, they may, as a teenager, they may dislike you because you don't know anything, you don't understand them, but really they do think you have most of the answers when they're younger. And they're just like, well, if my mom or dad said it, like, that's just true. And so when you let your kids understand that you had struggles, you had fears, you didn't make all the right decisions, and you say, hey, I know this is tough, I'm going to do it alongside you, I'm going to help you get through this, then they might just get enough glimmer of hope or enough glimmer of confidence to say, hey, I can do this. You know, my dad or my mom's got my back, and I'm going to try. I'm going to at least give it a try.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think this idea of creating value too really has an impact on unmotivated kids. You know, I've seen now that we've done thousands of these business fairs, now with dinnertable.com, that's part of it. But the moment a kid makes their first dollar, they're motivated. Like, you go from like lazy to not lazy right away. Like, when you realize that you can make something with your hands or do something with your brain that creates value for somebody else, and then they're willing to pay you for it, and you make your first buck, like, their confidence just goes through the roof. They learn capabilities and confidence. That's inner confidence that can't be stolen, right? That's a kid that doesn't fear the future. They're like, oh, I can do this. Like, I know how to create value for other people. Right. And then the more you give them cycles of that, and the more opportunities they have to create value for other people, the less they're going to fear, the less they're going to be hopeless. Like, it just eradicates so much of that, just fear and anxiety about the future, or self-doubt that so many teenagers especially have. When they know that they can create value for somebody else, everything changes. So that's why we care so much about this smart money parenting, because these kids, we want them to just fly. Like, it's like an unfair advantage for their future if you do it this way, instead of being scared.
I would add, do not give up on your kid who seems to struggle. It's like, the last people that should be in their corner are their parents. And so your kid has got to know that you will not give up on them. You've got their back. You're here to support them. Maybe they're going through a struggle, a funk, but they will come out of it. But they've got to know that you've got their back, and that you're going to be there, and you're going to help them figure it out, because eventually they'll come out on the other side. And regardless of what they're struggling with, if you have their back and you're with them and you're supporting them, then at least there's someone that they can say is in their corner.
Yeah, it's
because if you're not in their corner, they're going to turn to bad influences, and they're going to associate with other groups that you don't want them to be a part of.
I read this quote the other day and I love it. It says this: as a parent, you get a point every time you initiate, not when they respond, even if they aren't interested or the fish aren't biting. Just outlast them and keep fishing.
That's cool.
That is exactly what we're talking about. That's what you mentioned, is this idea of, we need to keep showing up for our kids. We get points. If you can think in your mind, I get points for initiating, even if they're not biting, they still appreciate it. You know, you can be like, oh, my kid was just like unmotivated, they were checked out, they didn't want to engage. We get points as parents for just putting the fish in the, like, the hook in the water. Like, that's what we need to think about as parents, is just keep showing up. Be the last person in their corner. Well said.
Yep. So thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you watching, listening, following. Hope this was a helpful episode. Don't think that you're alone. We all have struggles as parents, and that's what this community is all about. So if you wouldn't mind, like and share this episode. Yep. You know, give it out there to people who you know are struggling or who need some advice as parents. And that's what we're here for. We don't have all the answers, but as a community, we can figure it out. So thank you for supporting us at Smart Money Parenting. And thank you for obviously downloading the Gravy Stack app. They're our sponsor.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you, and we'll see you guys soon. Thank you.
Thanks so much. And I'll say this one last thing too, before I forget, dinnertable.com. If you need more help if you're struggling with a kid with anxiety, a kid that feels like they're lazy or unmotivated or entitled, dinnertable.com is a part of Gravy Stack. And that's where we actually help coach parents. We can help you through this. So just go to dinnertable.com, join us in our community. We talk about these issues every day with parents, and it's just a resource to help you. So that's our gift to you guys. And hopefully we can see you soon in person. And thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on Smart Money Parenting.